This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
See you live off the record with Chicago Line is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, the Digital Transformation Unit, Grand Bahama News, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, this very hot Thursday afternoon. How many of y'all agree with me that the sun that we are feeling in the sun, the Bahamas, no? You see, the producer agreed with me. That I don't know where that sun come from. I don't know where that sun come from. Anyway, if you want to give us a call today, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can text us on 4224796. That's 4224796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 4393043. If you live in the Family Islands, you can text us on, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow, channel 612. I'm in the studio in Nassau today, so if you have any interest in the live stream, you can see us on there today. if you have a desire to hurt your eyes, you can do that. So glad, though, you could join us today. That son ain't joking. Brother Kerm, you live familiar with Freeport. So I was listening to Howard yesterday. Howard was talking about how he was getting these texts from people who was saying they was hearing things on their roof, right? You heard him say that, right? But you know the God on the street? But just the day before he said that happened to me. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, it was like a thumping thump. I was like, what the heck is in that on the roof? That sound, I know, but that's true. But it could very be, it could be so bad that it could be really harder than that. But the house is moving, like, that's a lot. You're hearing a lot of sounds in these houses now for real, because as you say, it's all that heat and the change and temperature causing these stuff to expand and contract, etc. Boy, I tell you, I don't think I was visited by any aliens. last evening at the University of the Bahamas, we had the privilege of having the president of Botswana, President Masisi, give a lecture on democratic values. And I have to tell you, I was very impressed with his presentation. I was impressed with his question and answers, period. I only know him from the interaction but he made a very good showing for himself, his country, and it was a great moment for the University of the Bahamas, and I was glad that he was there. This is going to be much an open line today, folk. Okay, so you can call us, you can text us and share your thoughts. But I do have a question for you. September 16th is on the weekend. It is the second anniversary of the election of the Davis administration. 2 years it's been now. In our democracy, you get 5 years. right? That's what you get, 5 years. You could call it in early if you want, but you get 5 years. So basically there's a balance of 3 years left. And I know that Public Domain has said what its survey showed about how people feel about the government's performance, prime minister's performance. But I thought we'd have a conversation today about your experience of this administration, your thoughts about this administration, the things that have impressed you the most about this administration, the things that have impressed you the least about this administration, things that you want them to continue, things you want them to stop. So let's have that conversation today. Don't call the show. Don't text me talking about things that are not appropriate. I'm not going to tell you what to say, but I'm saying to be respectful. Let's try to have a really sensible conversation about it. And don't mind these ministers, these members of parliament, these senators, they listen to these shows. If they don't listen to these shows, they have people who listen to these shows who talk to them. So you know, who knows whether or not some of what you have to say might be influential in the way people conduct themselves going forward for the good or for the better. So let's have that conversation today. You know, 2 years in, what do you think? What do you think of the job that the prime minister has done? What do you think of the job that his ministers have done? What do you think of the job his government has done? What do you think of the job his the members of parliament have done? Not to be undone, not to be outdone. This is 2 years into the administration of Michael Pintard as the leader of the opposition and as the FNM of the opposition. What do you think of the job he has done? What do you think of the job that the FNM has done as an opposition? The democracy, if we value it, works well and works best when both sides do their jobs. If both sides don't do their jobs, the democracy doesn't work as well. And so let's have that conversation today. Now, y'all know I could talk and say as long as I want, but I don't want to do that today. I'd like to listen to you and hear you, and maybe they'll hear you too, all of them on all sides of the divide. We have a call on the line.
Yes, Mr. Lang.
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, I'm glad you're enjoying the PLP sun. It's going to get hotter.
Oh, it's the PLP sun now.
You remember I told you the sun feels like it's 93 miles away, and you said, no, you ain't going to let me get away with that?
93 miles.
Yeah, you were saying, you know, it's actually 93 million, right?
I don't remember that conversation.
You remember that, man?
I don't remember
you,
that, but
you
if
hang
you,
up on
but,
me.
But no, man, I don't, you and me had that conversation. Why you always try to reconstruct?
But anyway, I just want to let you know what you're feeling. All right?
The sun is hot, though.
just get used to it, because they can't do no better.
Okay.
All right.
All right, buddy. Take care. I just finished saying don't call the show talking foolishness. The first call I get, talking foolishness. You're just unruly, man. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. All right, we lost that caller. What y'all think? What you saying? What y'all saying? Well, let me tell you something. I know y'all coming. I know that you are going to participate. This text said the sun is brutal. And listen, I mean, honestly, I have never felt that, what I feel out there. I have never walked outside and felt that. Even the glare of the sun seems, I mean, unusually bright, right? Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good morning, Mr. Lang. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Yes, I'm good, man. How are you?
Yes. I'm a Bahamian. I voted one time in the Bahamas when I was 18 years old, and after the other election, I moved to the States. So I don't have no bite, no grudge against no party in the Bahamas.
Okay.
But the point it is, Bahamians, they are so quick to judge party.
Mm-hmm.
you know, you got to give it time. You know, the same set of people who judge in this party, if another party coming to power, if things don't go their way, the way they want it, they'll be, oh, we got to get rid of this one. Get rid of it. You know, the point of this, they have to wait. You know, it takes a lot to run a government. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to run a government. You probably know how to run a government. You know, but they have to just have to wait. And I think this government doing a good job.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I listen to Bahamian news more than I listen to American news. Just like I say, you can take the man off the island, but you can't take the island out of the man.
Okay.
You know, two for life.
I got you, bro.
The point of this, people have to wait, man. You know what I'm saying? They want, you know, some of these people sell their souls to these political parties. So, when it don't go their way, he got to go. He got to go.
So let me ask you a question. You know, your children, when you have children in school, even though the child is in school for the full school year, do they not do progress reports?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. So is it unfair? So is it unfair if Bahamians decide 2 years in to say, you know, let me give a progress report, let me see what has happened in the last 2 years? They're not saying they can't get rid of you. They can't get rid of you, but they're just giving a progress report.
A lot of parents don't play the role in these kids like me. I go to all the PTA meetings. I mean, the teachers, I got their phone numbers. I'm up on that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The point of this, a lot of these people, they sell their souls to these political parties. And when stuff don't go the way, oh, he got to go. He just said, he promised me this. You know what I'm saying?
I got
Some
you.
People want the government to take care of them from the cradle to the grave.
I got
you. Know
you.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, I got
government
you.
Government only supports you with security, infrastructure, and, you know, basically help out. But a lot of these people, they want the government to do everything for them. And that's where the problem comes in. You know, and when they don't get it, you know, politicians are the most, politicians lie. You know, they're the worst liars. They can promise you, they'll promise you the sky. When they get elected, you don't see them. They all eat and drink at the same table. You see them, government?
Now, just a minute. You know, I used to be a politician, right? Hold on. See now, let me, first of all, I listen to you and I let you say what you had to say.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right. And you were fine. I wasn't disagreeing with you until you decided that you're gonna talk about all politicians the same. And is that fair? You talked about all Bahamians as the same.
When I say fair, I mean y'all are politicians. Y'all get together and eat and drink at the same table. But
what does that have to do with anything? Because me and my family get together and eat at the same table, but we don't agree on all the things at all. We do different things.
True.
We do different things a lot. In fact, me and some of my brothers, we have the strongest disagreement about some things. But yeah, we sit down and we go by my mommy and eat together. In fact, what would you want politicians to do? You'd want them to be so angry with each other personally that they can't sit down and eat together?
No.
So what's the problem?
Problem is, they put on that, but like they hate each other, but when behind closed doors, they get together and,
yeah.
And, you know,
you get some of that.
That's what I'm talking
about. You get some of that. That's true. That is true. That is true. And it don't look good. It ain't a good look.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it ain't a good look.
And the whole assembly, they want to kill each other. But when they get a mandate, they invite each other to football parties and eat and drink. You know, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
sitting on the boat having a gal. Thank you, brother. We appreciate you. Yeah, man. We appreciate your call. All right, guy. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Lang. How are you?
Hey, man. Right here trying to keep it together. How are you?
Good. I want to say that this government is doing a good job.
You want to say it?
I want to, but I'm a little reserved because...
Okay.
Over the last 2 years, I was still kind of shell-shocked from the previous administration.
Okay.
With the COVID and the former prime minister, I always felt instead of talking to us as a nation, he would talk down to us. That's just how I felt.
Okay,
you know?
I got you.
And simple things like I got COVID.
Mm.
And I'm afraid I done had a couple of people in my circle die from it. Mm. Now I got to go find money for this test or whatever.
Mm.
And the next government come in and give me the free test.
Okay.
The night of the election.
Okay.
The curfew was lifted. I was wondering, like, why this couldn't have been done? You know, certain things they did, what people call low-hanging fruit, I felt could have been done in the previous administration. So I would say that's a good thing.
But didn't Minnis give you a November 16th date that he was going to end the curfew? So that would have been like 2 months after the election.
Mr. Lang, should have done it before the election.
I got you.
I understand that, and people would say, yeah, good for the future. As a matter of fact, I think that was one of the slogans, they this one for your future or something.
Right.
But the commercial has come on, it's my money and I need it now. I
got you, brother.
Now.
So you think
election day, I was in danger mode in November.
I got you. So you think they're doing a good job?
So far. I think so, okay. But the jury out on them for the next 3 years.
I got you.
I am concerned that all these leaders, most prime ministers, is do what they have to do to save certain ministers who get in trouble. I don't know why.
Mm.
But I've seen it happen over a number of prime ministers.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have friends?
Yeah.
Do you have associates, people that you work with that you're close to?
Yes, sir.
Would you easily cut them off?
No.
Okay, that's the problem.
Should the organization be the number one priority?
No, I accept that, but I'm saying to you, see, it's a judgment, right? I'm saying to you, it's not easy, is it? That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it shouldn't be done.
Now that you put it like that, I understand.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but let me ask you a question.
I did ask myself why they say what
It's their colleagues.
With Michael Pintard.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you.
I think he was doing a pretty good job.
Okay.
Now, I don't think he has the whole support of the caucus in the parliament or even the party, because when you have in the leader having a meeting one way and some other people having a meeting the other way, it's not a good look.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds as if, as of late, they've been on one accord.
Mm.
But I just don't know. Michael Pintard, to me, ain't gonna make it past the convention. I don't know why I'm thinking that.
Okay.
But I hope he does.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope he does.
But you think there's more of a foot to not getting past?
I truly believe that.
Okay.
I think Dr. Minnis and his people is planning for the convention to uproot him, because it should be told. Behemoths like myself was really, really annoyed with Minnis during the election. But
would you take a Minnis if he came back? Would you vote for him? Would you be enthusiastic about that?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
In the circle you travel in, you think others would be?
I would say 3 out of 10.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but I think Pintard would stand a better shot.
Mm.
But this prime minister, I keep comparing him to Dr. Minnis, so I keep liking him.
Mm.
Because I just felt like Dr. Minnis just, like, he put himself on this pedestal and was just looking down at the Bahamian people.
I got you.
You take a trip and you call the country corrupt. Corrupt.
Mm.
But the prime minister, this prime minister, take a trip and he promote the Bahamas. That's what I like, man. I don't deal Bahamas.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. You're very sensible comments. Thank you. Appreciate it. Except the prime minister, former prime minister, did not say the country was corrupt. He said on the sideline of a meeting to a ZNS reporter that the value of the corruption might have been like $500 million. But he didn't call the country corrupt. Not like that. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
My good friend, how you doing?
Hey, Ron, right here. And how you doing?
Man, I'm doing a fantastic, man.
Super.
So about this topic you're bringing up, let me tell you something.
Mm.
The gentleman who just spoke, if you see they get rid of Michael Pintard, I'll never hold FNM again in my life.
Mm. Okay.
Because I believe you should give a man a chance. And something you said earlier, if me and you's friends, and you mess up, I'm going to show you to the curb.
It ain't easy. I can say sometimes you mess up. So yeah, yeah. You know that's a good point. But if it's something that creates a dilemma for the organization. So see, Peter betrayed Jesus, but it didn't create a dilemma for the faith. But you know, so but I with you. It's very hard to throw your colleagues, your friends to the curb.
But what should happen? What should truly, truly happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we're sitting down and running an organization,
mm-hmm.
and you're the leader,
mm-hmm.
or you're the CEO of this organization,
mm-hmm.
I'm your good friend. I can be my sister. I can be a good friend and your brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And you come and say, you know, be this ain't working out because you've been messing up. You're still my good brother-in-law. You're still my good friend. But if I keep you on board, the shareholders then?
Yeah, can cause a problem for all of us. Yeah.
So it don't make no sense me staying on board when I keep messing up.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to get together and agree, listen, this is the best way, this is the best thing for all of us. Right. I agree with you.
You know who did that? You know who did that? The woman who they hated in England. Margaret Thatcher.
Right.
You remember?
Not specifically any incident.
Okay, what happened was, I love Margaret Thatcher, though she did some crazy things against Mandela and all that sort of stuff, but I said love her, because they call her the Iron Lady. Then she found out that her party, the void was out there, brown people second tied to you, Margaret Thatcher. She stepped down.
Yeah.
So you got to look up for the organization.
I agree, 100%.
Also, like, you're not looking for this country.
Yeah.
You have to put country first.
I got you, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Great comments. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. We have some sponsors we have to honor and thank and do our duty for. And so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussions. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Langios. We'll be back after this break. This road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Everywhere. Fishermen here and there. The Ministry of Agriculture, Marine Resources, and Family Island Affairs now has 30 services available online. Apply for your agriculture farmland lease, farmers registration and license, and crawfish trapping permits online. All kinds of duty-free and import permits are now just a click away. Visit mygateway.gov.bs and grow your business today. My Gateway, making government work for you.
Being an investor has its benefits, like the margin loan facility at RF. I can use my government bonds, company shares, and other investments to access cash when I need it. At a low interest rate of 7.5%, flexible repayment terms, and a 48-hour approval time, I can easily get the cash I need for travel, home renovations, or to purchase additional shares. This is just one of the ways RF keeps my money working for me. Learn more about the RF margin loan at rfgroup.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 in the Family Islands. You can call us on 242-300-5720. That's a toll-free number for you, I believe. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I told you all that we are live on Cable Bahamas Channel 969, the way my mom listens to the show, or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. Calling all junior and senior high students, you could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, what does going digital mean to you? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, grade level, as well as your parents' contact information. And you can send that to email alpha, A-L-P-H-A, at platoalpha.com, PLATOALPHA.com. And you have to do this by Friday, September 22nd. That's Friday, September 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Plato Alpha Essay Competition powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, we got a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hey, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, man? You all right? Good, man. Thanks.
Good. That's good. Mr. Lake, I know you're asking us the question.
I am, definitely.
Do you see any appreciable difference between this government and any of the previous other administrations?
Yeah.
In their governance?
Yes. Some good and some not so good.
Some good and some not so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least my expectations of a new day was something, you know, totally different.
Mm.
Something that would be revolutionary.
And is that reasonable, really?
Well, if you are making the assertion, it should be reasonable.
Fair enough.
You know, if you're saying that this is something new, my expectation is something
fair
new.
Fair enough.
I expected this government to be transparent. Much more transparent.
You don't think it is?
No.
Okay.
When they were in opposition, they were asking for all kinds of things, right?
Okay.
They are now in the government, and the opposition is asking for the same things that they were asking for, and they're filibustering. They're holding up.
Okay.
Why is it that the PAC cannot perform the way that it was?
It's interesting. Any other observations you make that says, there's nothing new here?
The Bible says that, you know, by your words, you are justified.
Or condemned.
By your words, you're also condemned.
Wow, okay.
Okay,
So let me ask you this. So these parties really need to take these slogans a little more seriously, is what you're saying?
You have to, because, that is what will carry you for the 5 years.
Mm.
When Dr. Minister said it was the people's time.
Mm.
The people was expecting it to be their time.
Mm.
Then he came back. What did he say next time for the poor? Come on, man.
You know, some days me and you is raw, but today you are so your mind is so clear.
My mind is always clear.
Your mind is clear. I just say
my mind is always clear. Okay, and Mr. Cooper said, you see, I have a very good memory.
Mm.
Mr. Cooper said when they were being inducted and they had the speech from the throne and the opening and whatnot, he said that we will govern for all behaviors, that we will be very gracious in our victory and whatnot. So I didn't expect no victimization. I mean, now we're hearing about all kinds of people being fired because of this and because of that. And because, you know, I didn't. I thought it would have been a new day.
Okay.
That we will be different. We're going to open the books. You know, the other day, the Prime Minister promised that they would have a listing of all the contracts.
Mm.
And Mr. Carl Oliver the other day said, one government agency is holding up. But let that one hold up and publish and give us the rest.
Mm.
You know, right now, we haven't heard if every of all of the MPs declared their income for the year yet, we're still fighting for these things, man. These things, we haven't gotten anywhere with the Freedom of Information Act. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with Dr. Minnis. Dr. Minnis said, we're gonna have two-term prime minister. We're gonna have recall. We're gonna do this. We're gonna do this, and we're gonna do that. And Mr. Lang, I'm gonna go right now. And another year or two, they're going to be in election mode. You know,
another year or two, my brother. Today, yeah. All parties are in election mode.
Yeah. Well, it's going to hype up in another year.
All right, there you go.
And another year and a half, you're going to see them trying to do all kind of things and rushing through this and rushing through this in order to get things done. And okay. One of the greatest problems, if this government can deal with the immigration problem in the Bahamas and the shanty towns, then they would get high marks on the Bahamian people. If they can deal with immigration and let us see that the Bahamas is for Bahamians, then they will get reelected. If not, ain't nothing. Like Leslie Miller said on the show, when them fellas have come say, y'all know, listen to the streets. Don't listen to these polls and these kind of things. Last election, what the polls say?
Dr.
Minnis, you gonna win this. You got this. But the people on the street were saying something different.
I got you, brother.
Don't mind them polls, buddy. Have a good day, mister.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Wow. It's Texas Chivago. Overall, I give the Davis administration a 30% overall approval performance rating. Integrity is sadly lacking. Lies upon lies, empty promises upon promises, critical questions by the opposition blatantly ignored and unanswered by this rude government. The environment is unkempt, very disgraceful, overgrown parks, verges, garbage everywhere. Aaron Bailey Park is an eyesore. The opposition led by Mr. Pintard is doing the best that it can under the circumstances. He's persevering against all odds within and without his party, and I pray that he continues to press on regardless and avoid the detractors. Okie dokie. Thank you very much for that. His text says, great show as usual. I think in regards of the opposition, the leader is vocal but not vocal enough. Okay. His text says, I think the prime minister is doing a good job, but I have a serious problem with some of his ministers. The MP in my area would not get my vote because I really don't think he understands politics. Overall, I give the government a C+. Mr. Pintard is doing an excellent job as opposition leader, and he should keep that job for every very intelligent guy. Okay. I don't think he wants to keep that job. I think he wants another job. I think that's the whole point of being the opposition leader. I think he would like to be the have the prime minister job. So I don't think he's gonna want to accept your suggestion. He keeps the job. This text says, good day, Lang. The sun is real. It's dropping 2 inches every year. It's true. Yeah? Wow. Says, I question our government's something around the Botswana visit. If the Afrikaners had their way, black Africans in South Africa would have been separated into infertile, independent tribal Bantu stands, like Botswana was set up as a solution to apartheid, separate but equal. This plan would have deprived black Africans of the vast wealth of South Africa. Would you indicate one of the highlights on democracy he mentioned? You know, he mentioned, let me take this call and I will. That's a good question. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Mr. Lang.
Yes, sir, how you doing?
I'm just calling you for some clarity concerning something I heard on the news.
Okay.
The news.
Okay.
They were saying that the fuel charge or the fuel gas fuel will be going lower this month, next month.
Yeah, you know, the Prime Minister announced a schedule of increases in the fuel surcharge over a 12 to 18-month period. Apparently, BPL says that they've reached the height of that increase now, and so from now on, you should see the fuel surcharge going down.
Oh, so when they get in the papers, because they have in the papers the peak.
Yeah, peak means you get to the highest high it could go, it will go, and then it'll start going down.
Oh, then it's that.
Yeah, that's like if you get to the top of a mountain, there's no place higher to go. You got to get
right, exactly.
The stands go down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that means that'll be happening next month.
It should be starting, I suppose, next month, yeah.
Next month.
Okay.
So that should be a good thing for us.
It's a good thing. It should be a good thing for
excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, bro. Thank you.
Yeah, man, no problems. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, I'll answer that gentleman's question. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Take a stand.
You to enjoy a classic sandwich so good we've been making it since 1979. Introducing the original chicken sandwich, American style, with fries and a drink for only $7.95, including VAT. This sandwich is made with white meat chicken, lightly breaded and topped with crisp, fresh lettuce, creamy mayonnaise, tomatoes, and lots of American cheese on a long sesame seed bun. Get your American original chicken sandwich combo for only $7.95, including VAT, at Burger King NASA, where taste is king.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
Calling all junior and senior high school students. You could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, What Does Going Digital Mean to You? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information to alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Being an investor has its benefits, like the margin loan facility at RF. I can use my government bonds, company shares, and other investments to access cash when I need it, at a low interest rate of 7.5%, flexible repayment terms, and a 48-hour approval time. I can easily get the cash I need for travel, home renovations, or to purchase additional shares. This is just one of the ways RF keeps my money working for me. Learn more about the RF Margin Loan at rfgroup.com.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So the president mentioned a number of things that I thought were not new for me, but what I thought were good emphasis, both in his remarks and in his question and the question time. You know, he simply gave a very solid soliloquy on democracy, its value to us. He acknowledges that democracy is not perfect. But the truth is, we don't have and have not identified a better system, right? So he made some quotes from some people who have indicated, you know, democracy is the second best form of government. But the problem is, we haven't found the first best. We haven't found one that's better yet. And so he mentioned that. But profoundly, he mentioned that there is this. There's this prevalence now of authoritarianism manifesting itself in almost all parts of the world, including in places in the world where democracy was looked upon as looked to for democratic values on display. But he also indicated, and this came out of his question time, that even the extent to which populations have been expressing a lack of confidence in democracy and democratic institutions, he said the only way we can combat that kind of thing is by civic education, by civic involvement, so that there is a responsibility to continuously educate, to continuously put before people the identifiable strengths and importance and values of democracy so that they could be a part of the preservation and protection of it. And that leaders had a responsibility to try to lead that charge. Right? And I thought that was a useful something. He also indicated that he was agreeing with a professor who asked him a question about the lack of humanities or the diminishing of humanities emphasis in universities, because he indicated that humanities education is an attempt to make more human the human, and that if you undermine humanities education, you are going to undermine democracy, because democracy has as foundation humanitarianism. An effort for people to live together in civil ways and cooperative ways and so forth and so forth. So yeah, I really found very little I could disagree with in the comments that he made, you know, but I mean, that doesn't mean there weren't disagreeable things. Just I was talking about myself. This text says, Mr. Lang, why has garbage collection become so sporadic and irregular under this administration? If garbage collection is sporadic, if the cleaning of verges is sporadic, if the maintenance of roads is sporadic, those are huge low-hanging fruits that are being allowed to rot on the vine, because there should be no excuse for something like that. When you have populations of people that are unemployed and you have things to do, it is a sensible state intervention to fix a problem of uncleanliness with people who have no jobs, right? Because that's a way to get them the dignity of work and an opportunity for income, and then also solve a problem in your country, right? Why potholes exist with such prevalence in Nassau and are not remedied? To my mind, that can only be two things: lack of organization and planning, or lack of money. That could only be the reason. Because with all of these contractors out there willing to go ahead and do the work, it could only be you ain't got no money, you ain't got no organization to cause that to happen. Why parks should be unkept when there are people who are unemployed could only mean to me you lack of organization or you ain't got no money. That's possible. I'm not saying it's not possible. It's possible you could have no money, or it's possible you have no organization. But it is true to me that when governments fail to do the things that can easily manifest to people the visible hand of government, it is a missed opportunity. If people could walk on their street and see, boy, that wasn't clean like that before, but it sure clean now. Man, them roads wasn't smooth like that, but they sure smooth now. Man, them parks weren't as kept like that, but they sure kept now. Man, them school grounds weren't as landscaped, but they sure landscaped now. Man, them children never used to have books, but they sure got books now. Oh, the hospital never used to look so good, but it sure look good now. You get people who are able to experience government at work. It's a big, big things that we are trying to do. They take time, man. You trying to change the grades from some, in quote, a D average to C average? Welcome. Good luck with that. It ain't going to happen in the next 5 years. I can promise you that. But you can do visible things that people can experience. Right? Let me give you an example. When Ingram came to office, Ingram was introduced that $500, it was $300 exemption. At first, and then he introduced the $500 exemption. And then it was introduced, and then one was added to it, so now it's $1,000 exemption, right? Merchants don't like it. They talk, they holler and hoop and holler about, oh, you encouraging people to shop abroad. The truth of the matter is, if you're a merchant in the Bahamas, most of you ain't doing nothing but shopping abroad for us. So that's nonsense talk. From the time that was done, nothing has changed. But guess what is true? If you buy $500 worth of things in the United States of America, right? You, a family, you buy it in the United States of America. And you ship it over rather than bring it over with you. It could be bulky stuff, right? And it's heavy stuff and you might not want to be able to carry it on a plane. You can't claim your exemption if you send it ahead of you or send it behind you. But you could claim it if you bring it with you. Well, why wouldn't you? Why would, if you're only giving it two times a year, what difference does it make if I send it ahead of me or send it behind me? If you could stamp my passport and say, well, you didn't use yours for the year, what difference does it make? You could do that and people could say, yeah, right? Let me give you this. Text says, Lang, did the government really fire those two top immigration top officers and why? I do not know that to be true. I do not know that to be true, but I do know that a number of top-tier civil servants have either been early retired or something. They're not. They can't fire them. We can't fire permanent and pensionable people just like that, but you could send them home early retirement or you could have them home doing nothing collecting the government check. So you can do that. And I do know that a number of those people, in fact, the vast majority of those people are females because somebody complained about it to me. So I know that to be so. Say, so while you were stating the text about unclean environment, I happened to be on Carmichael Road West and I just smiled. Okay. Yeah, so you know, this low, they are low-hanging fruits. I mean, let me tell you all something. I've said this to you all before, and I'll say it again. Government is like this. You can't wait to get in government to be clear-eyed about what the concrete things are you want to do. You can't. You gotta kind of have that fixed in your mind before you get there, because when you get there, when the rush of things come on you, man, let me tell you something. Between being delighted that people are walking around calling you minister and running to do things for you, and people got serving you hand and mouth, and you happy to be about your constituents and other people being a big person in the society, and the mundane work of government, between the two of them, you can find yourself lost in the weed of things to do that do not matter as much to the people who are going to vote for you next time. And then you find election coming and people are ticked off. Ticked off. Why? Man, you know how long our road was flooding around here, and Jesus Christ, every time the road floods, you can't even get your house, and they don't even say that politely. Why you can't get the garbage around, all the dogs them coming at the garbage because the garbage can't get picked up and what have you. Like if you are a society and you can't pick up your garbage on time, what does that say about you? I mean, think about that. And this has been us for a long time. This is the Davis administration, a long time. If you can't pick up your garbage on time, what does that say about you? That's one thing you can't say about the Port Authority. You cannot say that about the Port Authority. Trash is picked up on time in Freeport, Grand Bahama, for the most part. Right? It cuss the port all the time, but they're organized enough. You know why? It's a private entity that's organized to do it. Doing it as a task for which they are paid. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us today. We're going to take a break for news, and when we come back, we will continue our discussion. We'll be back after the news break. Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather. We'll be right back.
is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Of course, if you're in the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. We have basically an open line, but I just started you off talking about this. The second anniversary of the Davis administration and what your thoughts are about it. This text says, good day, agreed, Mr. Lang. In fact, the citizens should not be paying duty for personal shopping overseas. Maybe governments, stamp tax, not even VAT. The goods are purchased overseas. The merchants are too mean and inconsiderate of the poor, interested in their high profit margins only, plus the 10% VAT is too high. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead. Hi, go ahead, caller.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, sir.
But anyhow, I heard you made a comment about the immigration officers, right?
A comment? I was asked a question about it, and I said I didn't know.
Yeah. But I don't think it's fair to move the senior immigration officers. If they come through the ranks and they get up to that level, and to just push them up because there was some inappropriate things going on, and because you don't like what they did, and then you send them home, and then what you do, you bring back person who done been here about 3 times, and I know he's done about 3 times on age. I think that's an insult.
Okay.
To the paying public. My next point is you mentioned about the garbage collection. Yeah. You have some areas where there are contracts given out.
Oh, yeah.
But what happened, you have people who get the contract, they are not equipped to do the work.
I see.
They want the contract.
That is true. There are some private players that have contracts for garbage collection. That's true.
Yeah, and they do not perform because ICLP, I've asked for them, and they come home and they give me this big contract, and I get one truck and break it down every week, and so 1 week it break down, and next week it break down, so I got garbage piled up for 2 weeks. So if you don't perform 1 month, 2 months, I think they should have something to get to revoke those contracts.
Yeah. They probably do. They just probably don't do anything about it. But you know, you raise a good point, A. Because the truth of the matter is, garbage collection is a heavy capital business, right? You got to have heavy machines that cost a lot of money, that have to be maintained. And if your money a little tight, that's going to be hard to do.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You see, too much time we just give contract out to people who are not prepared. And I noticed that, you know, during my course of moving around and things, and I noticed that. And that's the problem. I want the contract, but I'm not equipped to handle the contract.
Right.
The same thing with the roadway.
Right. You get a
lot. Some of these fellas ain't know nothing but fixing no road, but they know I get the contract to fix the road, and they don't do a good job. I can tell you what I see.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
And one more other point, the same thing with the fellow who's supposed to clean the road up. The fellas, they'll watch the limb grow out, and before they grab a cutlass and chop that limb to cut the grass back way up, that grass, eventually that grass is to cut 2 feet. Like, and I'm cutting 1 feet eventually, because guess what? They ain't doing the work what they're supposed to be doing. And then everybody got weed whack and get a nice, good, high-quality lawnmower to cut. So some of these contractors waste their time, man.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Good points. Good points. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
This text says, so why can't a public entity or the civil service perform the task for which they are paid? Are the tasks unspecified or uncertain or open-ended in time, or are there zero consequences for non-performance for the workers, managers, supervisors, or PSs? How can the citizens make them accountable? Perhaps a public scorecard for key services and major thoroughfares to be reviewed and discussed weekly. Yep. Those are very good questions. Extremely good questions. No question about it. Very good question. Now, you know, at the end of the day, and I think the texter hits the nail on the head, bro. Like, this our life goal. This is like most of us. If you work in the private sector, this is what you know. You could mess up and you can get a warning. You could mess up and you can get a second warning. You could mess up and you can get a, is it a pink slip? That's the pink slip. You can get. Now, here's what happens. Once you get fired from a private entity, you can't run to your MP. You can't run to the minister and say they fire me and then they can put you back on the job. I mean, you could do that and they could try to appeal on the basis of perhaps a relationship. But there's no real influence in these people's private business to cause them to hire or fire you. In the civil service. Now, civil servants, I don't want y'all to get mad with me, right? I mean, but the truth is, you all have a lot of rigor in what you can do and still keep your job. It's not easy to get rid of a civil servant. So so job security is abundantly more assured in the service. And so that can be a motivation for lack of real judicious work. But here's what I say. I will never blame a junior civil servant for anything that isn't done in the government of the Bahamas. And that's so the vast majority of civil servants, even if you say they're lazy, are not going to get a blame from me. Why? Because it's the job of leadership to make things happen. Now, let me show you something. How is it possible that you, a citizen, an ordinary citizen, have been trying to get something done in the government? You called, you visit, you call, nothing. And then you get the minister, and then things happen. The fact that things could happen when you get the minister means that it can happen. So it isn't something that was stopping it from happening. It may mean that you got put ahead of the queue, but the fact that it happened meant that it could happen, though. And so if the ministers know and understand that, if the permanent secretary knows and understands that, if the director knows and understands that, then it is their responsibility to be able to gauge what is happening in the queue. A modern, effective leader wants to continuously monitor the extent to which results are happening. How many applications did I have come in this month? How many applications should be processed as incomplete for the customer this month? And if the answer is I had 50 come in, only 10 go out, that means unless I'm okay with a rate of 1 in 5, then I'm going to say, well, okay, can we get that up to 3 in 5? Can we get that up to 4 in 5? And what must happen to do that? Maybe you don't get the resources you need from the Ministry of Finance, but at least you know what is the constraint on why you can't move faster. So it's the job of leadership to get things moving, to assure efficiency, effectiveness, and stuff like that. I don't blame junior people. So I don't cuss when these people, I don't cuss them. I mind you, like, I see them working slow, you know. But I ain't cussing them because they have a supervisor. And if the supervisor is content for them to be working slow, well, but I must do. You know? But that text raises some very, very important and sensible questions. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, sir.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. Welcome to the city.
Thank you. Nice being in the city.
There's a different level of heat that's in other places.
No. Freeport. Freeport. Listen, man, that the hell burning the same heat there. I'm telling you, I know what's going on with us, but it's the same thing.
Listen, my thing is...
You're breaking up. I don't know what's going on. Something is...
And their worst ethics and so on and so forth, right? Mm. The way I see it, it's like they usually want to go slow in any event. Oh, God, don't go to NIV.
But see, they ain't on go slow. Their supervisors on let go slow.
Wow.
See, leadership, John Maxwell says, leadership sets a cap on everything. Because you imagine, if things ain't going well in your house, what you do? You was at your house? Or you and your husband,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
If things ain't going well, what has to happen? You can blame the church or you got to do something about it?
Oh, no. I have to do something about it because it needs to get done.
There you go.
And it needs to get done now.
There you go.
You understand? It's so sad that from government to government, we can't seem to do much. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think the first person I saw made an attempt to start something with government ministries is Ingram. Mm. I'm sorry to say it like that. But because, see, one of the things I realized with the way he governed is you can see, feel, and touch the things he does. Mm. You don't have to wonder what he was doing or what he is doing. Mm. You, by the time he's done, it's there for you to see it. Mm. You know, I haven't seen that in most other governments, like the roads. Mm-hmm. My God, they are deplorable. Mm. A few minutes ago, I took this back road of East Bay Street there that's between Shirley Street and East Bay Street there by the bridge. Mm-hmm. That road is terrible. There was a whole stack of tourists there riding on their scooters. I was so embarrassed. Mm-hmm. I hang my head down as I drive past. I said, well, who tell them to come in the back here? Just say for them to see. You understand me? So those persons are renting old vehicles, which is going to take them around this island. So they're going to see what it is we live with. Mm. It's a disgrace.
Man, you gotta lead your departments. You gotta lead your sections in a department. You gotta lead your areas in a ministry. You have to lead your ministry. You have to lead. The minister gotta lead. The PS gotta lead. The DPS gotta lead. The FAS gotta lead. The AS gotta lead. The SAS gotta lead. All of them people gotta lead their areas. That's the reality. Listen. I don't want to interrupt you too much, but let me tell you, I have a lot of regard and respect for lots of people who are in leadership in the civil service. But the truth of the matter is, you got to lead, especially at the middle management level, man. You got to lead, and so everybody got to lead. You got to lead the people who you lead, and the people who you lead got to lead the people they lead.
Because I see like that is something that person at immigration, that was a trend she was gonna stop. However, I think she was not going to tolerate no more of that foolishness and underhand foolishness and under the cover business.
Okay.
I think that would have been a trendsetter if they did not move up.
All right. We don't know she moved. I don't know that to be true.
What was said was that retirement, early retirement.
Right. That was confirmed.
Of some sort.
They confirmed
but why?
That.
Why?
Okay.
Allow the trendsetter. See, this is bad. Mm. You are not allowing those who are trying to better the situation or the entity.
I got you.
You are moving those persons because why? They are making you look bad. And that's wrong. If they make you look bad, then that means you need to straighten up.
I got you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling. We got another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes. Mr. Lang.
Yes, ma'am.
In my area, sir. Dignity Gardens, they've come 3 times a week to pick up my garbage. We have no problem.
In Dignity Gardens?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is that four times a week? Is that the government or is that the private group?
Well, I think it's private, you know.
Okay, I mean, I'm sure they're hired by the government.
They're hired by the government, yes.
Wow, that's but nice.
Three times a week.
Without fail. Okay.
And let me tell you, Mr. Lang, you talk about leadership.
Uh-huh.
But this road, system. I can just hope Mr. Speaker. I know he don't have to do it, but he should do it. Drive around Nassau on these roads, and I think if he sees the state of this road, I think something will be done, because Mr. Lang, it is terrible on these roads.
I got you.
Just talking about the post office on Cable Beach. Poor B. Craters for months.
Well, I was stuck in Craters all day today. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was stuck in Craters on Shirley Street. Stuck in some craters on Nassau Street.
Yeah.
I was stuck in some craters today.
Mr. Lang, then you drop when those all the cars cry or the truckers cry.
You telling and I had to pay the SD people in tanks because they're busting people.
No, really, it costs you your money, though. Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate you calling, sir. All right. Okay, so we got some areas being taken care of. My producer telling me he knows that to be true, too. So some areas are getting taken care of. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. I'm interested. Oh, says, I think civil servants' jobs are too secure. Too secure. There's something to be said about that. I mean, it's a good thing to have a secure job. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
A pleasant good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing, good buddy?
I'm right here, man. What's up?
Listen, Mr. Lang, when we talk about the roads, even if you notice, and I know most of us have noticed too, even when they pave the roads and fix the roads, there's these box things in the road, what we refer to as manholes, that they got to go back to work when they have to move things and they got to go open them back up. Even them, about 4 inches underneath the level of the road. So you got to go around them. And if your car tire hit them and hit the edge of them, you're damaging your tire, you're damaging your rim, and then at the end of the day, you got to go buy a new tire, you got to go realign your car and everything. I wonder sometimes it's a conspiracy to keep these tire shops and these people in business. It's got to be, listen, Mr. Lang, the island only 21 by itself. Our leaders got to drive the same road to get to and from the house of family back home. And if anywhere is living up
east, Sparky, you think they had a backdoor meeting? And
Mr. Lang, our leaders don't have no helicopter to pick them in the backyard and drop them down Bay Street. They got to ride the same road to us. They paved the road and still they got this 4-inch manhole. You got to go around that.
I honestly, Sparky, I can't tell you. I know what it is. I can't tell you. I can tell you this much. I can tell you this much. Listen, y'all get mad with me. Go right ahead. But Ingram was a fella. Used to ride up and down Nassau on the weekends. Up and down Nassau. And when you see you finish that ride, call's being made.
Let me tell you something I know about Mr. Ingram. And sometimes he ain't riding in no chauffeur driven.
No, he's driving himself. He's driving himself.
Sometimes he's driving himself and he's driving him a little rented car.
Yeah.
And he go out by, he put on his little Androsian shirt. And he go out in the night and he go out in the day, in the evening by himself. And he pull into the little restaurant and bar, walking by himself. No bodyguard. No chauffeur, no nothing.
Sparky, the man pull up by the Ministry of Education. Call me and say, Shivago, come downstairs. I went downstairs. He in this little car. He in the little car, you know. And reggae was on the radio player. In the car he was listening to. He drive me to Uriah Markfield School where the AC was bust right up.
Mr. Lang, before you go, I can tell you about some things about Mr. Ingram. There was a little place on top of Hawkins Hill called Bill Strawn. And when we go over there in the evenings after work on the weekends and stuff, A.D. Hanna, C.A. Smith, Bill Strawn, all F&Ms and PLPs, all of them sitting up there playing dominoes, Nesbitt Higgins, all of them are there playing dominoes, playing whist, shooting pool, and on the bar having a cold one or what. And some of them, most of them ain't with their chauffeur, nothing. Most of them pull up there in their own car driving by themselves.
I know what you're talking about. I know. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, Brother Shivago.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Peace to you. I want to commend you first, personally, for your saying that some physical challenges you're faced with. I think it was bold of you to make that public and to encourage other persons who are so challenged. I commend you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Secondly, I think I just coined the phrase, most politicians tend to be, or the Bohemian public tend to want to make their politician accessible. I don't care if he's accessible.
Yeah.
What I want is
do your job. Do your job.
Invisible.
Yeah. You can't see God. You can't see God, but God is getting it done.
Exactly. Well, you theologizing now. You missed it. I'm saying, I think politicians have spoiled the Bohemian voters, and I got to see my MP. I don't have to see him. What I want to see is his work become pronounced and visible in the community he represents. With 150, with his own salary, his or her own salary, plus $150,000 per constituency, I promise you, if you put me there with that kind of a backup,
I wouldn't even shout.
You will see my presence in that community.
I wouldn't even shout. $150,000 to be able to do stuff in my area? Me?
Yeah.
What? Doc.
So.
Bishop, they give me $50,000 and I spend that up in a couple of months. I had this program going, that program.
Yeah. You have to be, creativity is the bulwark of leadership. You got to sit down and think. And don't forget, you got a permanent secretary, a permanent, under-permanent secretary,
under-secretary.
You got all these secretaries. The late Dr. C.W. Saunders, I asked him, how is it he could be leader of four different categories in our work? And he said, get a good secretary. And just assign each one for the work.
If you have a good assistant, that helps, Bishop. Bishop, I had a good assistant.
you pass on the job. And I learned from Dr. Saunders that when he came in the office 9 o'clock, 8:45, he came with his paper for the day, the week.
Right.
I'm saying that I really don't need to see my politician, my MP. I don't need to see him personally, but I want to see his work made evident and manifested in the constituency he's getting paid for.
You know, Bishop, you raise a very good point. And the thing is, though, the two go hand in hand, because people cry for you because they can't feel you. If they felt you, they might cry for you less.
Yes, that's true. Yes. So you can make it, assigning, delegating authority. What the Bible say? I say go when he goeth.
Yeah,
I say come when he cometh.
And it get done.
So the MP, I think the citizens need to put more fire on their feet get paid. I have no jealousy if a fella get paid. But if he performs and his work is made visible, that's what performance is.
Well, you know, I think what citizens have to emphasize more is the results for their society. Too many of us, the result we want is for our personal self.
My
child get a job.
Yes.
My child get a scholarship. I get a government house. I get a government contract.
Me.
So instead of for the society. And when we judge these politicians, we kind of judge them by who I like or dislike. Because I might not like you personally, your personality, but you may be one of the most effective performers on planet Earth. And that's what I hired you for. I didn't hire you to come to my house and be liked.
Yeah, I don't need no turkey, no ham at Christmas.
Right.
What I want you to help me with my turkey farm, that I could grow my own turkey.
There you go. There you
go. And one last thing with Ingram. Ingram, what I liked about Mr. Ingram, if you called him, he would say no. Or yes.
And you would get a response.
My prime minister sits and is affecting my community, but I can't voice my agreement or disagreement, then I vote for
Bishop,
it. That's all it is.
Bishop, can I tell you this? I could tell you this, sir. I could call a prime minister of the Bahamas today or a cabinet minister today, and they... Most of them will respond to me.
Yes.
But you know, we have some people in this country who work for the government. You could call them, tell Thy Kingdom come.
Yeah.
And you cannot hear from them.
You can't hear from them.
That is not right.
Yeah.
If a person running the whole country can respond, if a person running the whole ministry can respond, it is a problem that others can't do so. And it causes the whole machinery to feel like it's unresponsive.
Yeah, I think we need more accessibility. But again, I end as I began, that I really don't need access directly to you as I much. I want to see the evidence of your work in my community, and that's make me. And you're right.
Most politicians.
If you're only PLP or FNM, you know, that's I'm Bahamian before I'm PLP or FNM.
I don't even think that's the issue. I don't even think that it's a political FNM, PLP thing. I think that there are far too many people who simply are not as organized around their lives as they need to be, and they therefore are not accessible. And then let me tell you something, Bishop, the truth of the matter is, if you see people clamoring for access, it's because they are incapable of getting results.
Of course.
That's why they're clamoring for access.
And that should be the primary thing of a leader, be it in the church or be it in the politics, whatever it is, he should be accessible.
Yes, sir.
He or she should be accessible.
Bishop Simeon, thank you so much.
Man, and keep muddy in the water. Let's see what the end result is.
Thank you, sir. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
Debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 352-6676.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
I ain't marsh the car. The lady who run into me marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Looking for the best deals on supplies for your business or home? Look no further. At CostRight Wholesale Club, our products are cheaper per unit, so you'll save more every time you shop. And with our membership program, you'll save even more because members get even lower prices. Get your CostRight card today and watch your savings grow. Trust us. When it comes to getting the most out of your money, CostRight is the best plan for your business and home.
Farmers everywhere, fishermen here and there, the Ministry of Agriculture, Marine Resources, and Family Island Affairs now has 30 services available online. Apply for your agriculture farmland lease, farmers registration and license, and crawfish trapping permits online. All kinds of duty-free and import permits are now just a click away. Visit mygateway.gov.bs and grow your business today. My Gateway, making government work for you.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. This text says, Mr. Lang, you know the amount of stupid things a person have to do to get fired in government? I don't know. This text says, Mr. Lang, I'll just say, good leadership is so lacking in this country as far as government is concerned. Mr. Lang, I feel Sir Lyndon gave us as best a foundation as he was able to during his time. Papa came in and built on what was already established and moved us forward. But since Mr. Ingram's last administration, not much has been done to take us any further as a country. Maybe that's why no party has served consecutive terms since this time. Something for us to think about. Keep up your good work, as always, sir. Actually, Mr. Ingram came in since his two consecutive terms, and he too could not get a second term after that. You remember that, right? So he had two terms. He came in 92. He got reelected in 97. He came back in 2007, and he lost office in 2012. So he too was unable to get the public to support him on a consecutive basis in his second iteration. This Texas great show, Mr. Lang. I would like the people at parks and beaches to know that the sea grape trees lounging into the exit road at Saunders Beach is no longer cute. It scratches large vehicles and is causing persons to disobey traffic rules. Who is in charge in Nassau? Well, there you go. This text says, to contribute to the caller regarding the manholes, the persons responsible can look at the excellent job done with the manholes on Blue Hill Road, north of Town Center Mall. Excellent road works. Cover is leveled perfectly with the road. Maybe this should be a guideline going forward. Well, you know, sometimes it matters who you contract to do these things. That's for sure. Mr. Lang, that last caller took the words right out of my text. Okay. So let me tell you all something. It's been 2 years. 3 years will come, 4 years will come, 5 years will come. So let me tell you how I approach assessing a government's performance. I don't start with what the government promised. Why? See, promises, a lot of times political promises have not been evaluated against timing, okay, resources. They're nice things to try to want to achieve. They're good things to tell the public you want to do for them. But really, you shouldn't set goals unless you have evaluated whether you will have the resources and time to achieve them. And that's what we say about SMART goals. SMART goals have to be achievable. They have to be measurable and these kinds of stuff. So I don't start there. I don't take them into consideration. I say I don't start there. Where do I start? When you come to government, there are things government does that cannot be debated. We could talk about whether government should do this or whether government should do that. But if the government is doing some things, then you want to evaluate whether what the government does, if it was bad, is it better than it was before? If it was good, is it better than it was before? As a measure of whether or not the government is delivering. So we start with the things the government does. So let's say, who maintains the public roads in the Bahamas? The government does. So I can't cuss anybody for the government roads. The government maintains its roads. Who maintains the government schools? The government maintains its schools. Who maintains the government's clinics and hospitals? The government does. Who maintains the government's airline? The government does. So now I could look at the things the government does. See, because if you come to office and you don't want the government doing those things, then you should let them go. Ingram said, I don't want the government owning hotels. He let them go. I don't want the government owning BTC, so he let part of it go. So you say, what does the government do? And now I could ask, okay, now I could only ask this and really judge it if I have paid attention. If I haven't paid attention, it'd be difficult to do this. I now ask, are our roads better off 2 years later than they were 2 years ago? See, and that's a fair question because it's the government's roads that the government maintains. I could ask, are our schools better off 2 years later than they were? Now, the answer might be, well, it's the same. It's only been 2 years. And that's an answer. It's, well, they haven't had enough time to make that much of a difference in the schools. So, no, I don't see anything. Or, yes, I saw in these schools, blah, blah, blah. So I can ask that question. It's the government schools. Are our hospitals and clinics better off? I could ask the question because if I could ask other people who may have paid attention, I could do that. So I start with the things the government does. When I go to a government agency that I used to go to 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, is the service improved? Yes. And you might say, well, it had nothing to do with the government. I don't know that. It doesn't matter. It happened under the administration. So I say, yes, that's good. So a starting place for evaluating. See, my personal feelings about the people in the government is not how I should judge whether the government is doing a good job or not. I have no one on any side, FNM or PRP, I dislike. No one. I rather like a lot of people on both sides of the political divide. Rather like them. I'm talking about good friends, like them, really respect them on both sides of the political divide. That's never neither here nor there. Right? So who I support is irrelevant to whether a grouping is doing a good job or not. I could be FNM. Doesn't matter if the PLP is in office. If they're doing a good job, they're doing a good job. I could be a PLP. If the FNM is in office doing a good job, they're doing a good job. It's irrelevant. So I'm not going to try and color everything because I'm FNM or color everything because I'm PLP. That's not fair. But I can look at what you're doing, though, and talk about what you're doing that the government should do. And if you promise me a new day, you promise me that things will be better. If I don't see better, don't get mad with me if I cannot tell you you are doing a good job. Because you promised better. Better schools. Better clinics. Better roads. You could tell me, well, I have 5 years, Chivago, so I need more my additional 3. And that's fair. That's very fair. But I could say 2 years in, I don't see any change. I could say that. I didn't say that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that. I'm saying how I could approach it. So I could look at the school system and I could say, I could tell you, let me give you an example. I can look at the school system and I could tell you, I happen to believe Glenys Hannah-Martin is one of the best ministers of education I have ever seen. Yes, get mad at me, FNM, PLP, whatever. I think so. I really do. And I see not the big picture grade results, but I see an effort being made by her to move the system forward. So when I look at governments and I judge them, I don't just look for results. I look at effort. I look to see if your effort, if carried forward, is likely to lead to better results. So let me tell you what I do. This is a projection exercise I do. I say to myself, if Glenys Hannah-Martin was Minister of Education doing what she's doing for the next 10 years, what might education look like? In my humble view, it will definitely be better off. It will definitely be better off. That's my judgment. But I'm looking at what the government actually does and what they're doing. I'm not looking at whether I like Glenys Hannah-Martin or dislike her, whether I support the PLP or don't support the PLP. All of that is irrelevant for me. And so it's that initial thing that I look at. The things the government does, not supposed to do. That's theoretical. What the government is actually doing and whether those things are better. When I come back, we'll talk about some of those things. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Langios. We'll be back after this break. I'm not afraid.
Whatever weather, cold or warm, just let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been
Being an investor has its benefits, like the margin loan facility at RF. I can use my government bonds, company shares, and other investments to access cash when I need it. At a low interest rate of 7.5%, flexible repayment terms, and a 48-hour approval time, I can easily get the cash I need for travel, home renovations, or to purchase additional shares. This is just one of the ways RF keeps my money working for me. Learn more about the RF Margin Loan at rfgroup.com.
Hey, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson Pen. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Babe! The car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM for these remaining moments of the show. So, has the Davis administration done a good job these 2 years in? As I said, the starting point for me with that is, what is the government doing? What does the government do now? And whether those things that the government does are better off now, 2 years in, than they were. So this is just a progress report. This isn't a judgment on whether you have done a good job the whole term or not. There's 3 more years left, so it's unfair to render a complete judgment on the government's performance 2 years into a 3 year, a 5 year term. We're just talking about 2 years and what you've observed and what you've seen 2 years in. And again, I don't start that with your promises. We can talk about that another day. I don't start that with your you know, whether you F&M and I like you, or whether you PLP and I like you. That's not here nor there. So, if you look at international affairs and international relations, the government is responsible for that. The government of the month. No one else can do our international affairs and international relations. No one else can raise our profile in the international community. No one else can set up diplomatic arrangements in the country. Only the government of the Bahamas could do that. If, for instance, therefore, you wanted to give a mark to the government in respect of that area of government, I say on effort, you have to give them a very good mark. I'm not talking about whether they carry too many people abroad or spend too much money. That's a different story. But insofar as elevating the Bahamas' profile in the world and setting up diplomatic relations, yeah, you have to give them a very good effort. We're in Toronto and this place and the next place. You know, so that's an effort. Now, what the results of all of that is, has it impacted our economics? Has it impacted our culture? Has it impacted our... That's a different assessment to be made and probably too early to be made, but the effort is there. Now, if I then now go and look at Water and Sewage Corporation and ask, are we better off in terms of water supply, water quality, water cost, or any of those kinds of measurements. These are concrete measurements. I don't have the answer to that, but I can tell you, I know of no discussion about appreciable difference or better in those in that area. I do not hear it. Right? So the society ain't going, boy, listen, the water pressure and the water consistency and the water quality and all that kind of, I don't hear that 2 years in. I don't know what's going to happen 5 years in. But that's how I would judge. Same thing with BPL under the supply of power. In the last 2 years, it appears that the reliability of power supply in the Bahamas, ex Freeport, has diminished, gone down, gotten worse, and the cost has gotten higher. So you can't get good marks from me on observing that, because that the government is supplying the power through BPL. Right? So this is how you can approach it and not get caught up in whether or not someone likes somebody or whether or not someone supports somebody, because we can look at the concrete things. If you look at joblessness in the country, joblessness 2 years into this administration is lower. It's lower according to the Department of Statistics. You say, well, what they do that? It don't make no difference. It's lower 2 years in. You say, now this one can cause some of y'all to want to fight me. You say, is the economy growing faster 2 years into this administration? The answer is no. It's growing slower. In 2021, it was growing by 14%. It's growing by about 6-7% now. As an economist, I know that to be a normal thing. But if you're going to take credit for everything that's positive, then you got to take the blame too for things that might appear to be less good than it was before. Right? Is the economy better off now than it was 2 years in? In terms of growth, no, because you would want, if you could keep 14% growth for longer, you'd want that, but it's not. But is it qualitatively better off? Yeah, on the margins, for sure. Is tourism better off? Yes, for sure. But tourism is a big part of our economy, but not all of it, right? So this is how we can avoid the trap of getting caught up in our feelings, getting caught up in our politics. I could just look at things the government is doing. Like, for instance, are we better off in terms of crime? I don't think so. In some areas, I don't think so. But the government isn't responsible for crime. So you say, well, Shivago, then what does the government, what do we judge the government on? You judge the government on who it appoints to lead the effort to fight crime. It appoints the Minister of National Security, who's supposed to marshal the policies in relation to national security. The government appoints the Commissioner of Police, the head of the Defense Force. And so you ask, do we have a better Commissioner of Police now, 2 years in, than we had 2 years before? Do we have a better Commodore 2 years in than we had before? Do we have a better National Security Minister than we had 2 years before? And you could say, if your judgment is no, then that's what it is. If it's yes, nothing. So, but you don't blame the government for murder going one way or the other. You say, I blame you for the leadership you appoint to make a difference on these things. That's what you could do that. You can't blame the government if Haitians keep coming to the Bahamas illegally from Haiti using boats, man. You can't stop the Haitians from coming from off of Haiti. You can't blame the government for who they appoint to lead the effort. The immigration minister, the immigration director, the resources in place to be able to deal with the things when they happen. You can blame the government that way. Anyways. So, 2 years this weekend, 3 more to go. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Let me just tell you, calling all junior and senior high school students, you could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, what does going digital mean to you? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information. Email alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPod. It's the Plato Alpha Essay Competition powered by Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. God bless you. We'll talk to you again. He spares life. Everybody, come take my hand.